back in this country now, and a piece of legislation on Capitol Hill that had been seen as a rare symbol of bipartisanship in this election year. We're talking about a jobs bill that sailed through the House of Representatives with backing from President Obama. But not so fast. The Senate has put the brakes on, and NPR's Sonari Glinton will tell us why.
When the Jobs Act passed the House by a whopping 390 votes to 23, it was hailed as a shining example of bipartisanship. Well, that was the House of Representatives. The Senate is a whole other story.
Go ahead, my friends. You picked a fight, whether it's not a necessary fight, but you may be surprised how this winds up.
That was Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Here's Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This jobs bill that passed overwhelmingly in the House with only 23 votes against it, that is supported by the President of the United States, is ready to go down to him for signature.
So what's the bickering about this week? The Senate is supposed to be the more deliberative body, and a chorus of Democrats in the Senate are wanting to do just that. Senator Mary Landrieu is from Louisiana. She says the Jobs Act is not being thought through.
And now we're moving this bill through under the guise of creating jobs. It is a deregulation bill. It is a change in the financial oversight required to take companies public and to raise money on the internet. It didn't even go through the banking committee.
The Jobs Act would make it much easier for companies to raise money on the internet. It would also make requirements for initial public offerings, or IPOs, easier.
The law of unintended consequences has never been repealed.
Jay Ritter is a professor of finance at the University of Florida. He says the reason more small companies aren't going public is the economic climate, not current rules.
And until small companies are able to make money, investors are going to continue to be less than enthusiastic about investing in them. And consequently, I don't think there are going to be a lot of additional IPOs as a result of this law.
Ritter says he's worried that putting into law solutions to temporary problems could do harm elsewhere in the economy. Another critic of the Jobs Act is Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Mary Schapiro. In a six-page letter to senators, Schapiro said some of the language in the bill was so broad, quote, it would eliminate important protections for investors, even in very large companies. A change to the bill that would have addressed Shapiro's concerns failed to get the necessary votes. Meanwhile, South Dakota Republican John Thune and others in his party oppose the change and say cumbersome regulations are hurting much-needed job growth.
Tear down some of those barriers, make it easier and less difficult and hopefully less expensive for small businesses to do that. We think that's good for job creation, and I don't think that these arguments that are being raised against any of these bills are anything more than political arguments. I don't think they're serious.
And when Texas Republican John Cornyn was asked, why not wait to sort out potential problems in the bill?
Because 8.3% unemployment, I think it's important for us to show bipartisan support for pro-jobs legislation.
That 8.3 unemployment rate will be on the minds of senators of both parties when they vote on the Jobs Act as early as this afternoon. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, the Capitol.